Warning.
The We're Not Normal podcast assumes no responsibility or liability for any errors that Gregory may make when pronouncing the names of people, places, and things. Know that Gregory is not trying to disrespect anybody. The We're Not Normal podcast is not trying to disrespect anybody. Also, all of our information is provided by on Greg's phone and google.com. Thank you for listening to We're Not Normal podcast. Stay tuned.
Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
And welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast. We're Not Normal movie review time. This time, we got a movie. We do got a movie. We got a movie called Dash Cam.
Wait, you have to be a little bit more excited. We got a movie.
We got a movie.
And it's called
Dash Cam.
Dash Cam.
My bad. So, Dash Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
We were just scrolling on Hulu just the one day, and then we were trying to watch movie just to settle down before we went to bed.
And this just probably wasn't the one.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
This movie had, what's up?
It just looks like it's going to rain.
Oh, I thought you were getting creeped out just from looking at this movie.
No, I'm looking outside.
This movie does have those type of feels, though.
This movie is crazy as fuck.
Crazy as fuck, and, like, the ending that you would not expect.
I didn't even get to see the ending.
Oh.
That's how crazy this movie was. For real.
I remember you saying that you were, like, having nightmares or something.
No. No, that's not what I said.
Or it was, like, kind of scaring you?
No, that's not what happened either.
What happened?
Well, first of all, this movie is, I don't want to, what do you want to call it? Like, what kind of type of
movie? A lot of plot twists?
No.
It's a lot of, like, twists and turns?
No. It's like a viral video. Where the camera is always moving.
Oh, no. So it's like a found footage type of.
Yeah.
So, yes.
It's like a found footage, and I can only watch so much of that because it makes me nauseous. Like, the whole fucking time the camera is moving and shaking and moving back and forth, you know, like if someone's holding a camera in their hand, you know, like typical people do, and they move around all the fucking time, and, you know, I can only take so much of that before I just want to throw up all over the place.
That's the downside with those type of movies, like. What was the one that started it off? Was it
Blair Witch? Actually, before Blair Witch, there was something.
So Blair Witch wasn't the actual one that's that
no. There was an original. There was another one that I went to the movie theater with.
Was it like an independent movie before independent movies were big?
Some like incident or something like that. I think it was something about aliens.
Is it? No. Blair Witch was way before that. Because I was about to, that was the one.
This
that
one was back in the days.
I'm trying to think of which movie.
Like
now.
Some incident. But yeah, I'll look
it's
it
not
up.
The
it's I'll look it up. But you can continue to talk about Dashcam.
It's not the Cloverfield incident.
Yes.
But Cloverfield was after Blair Witch, right?
Cloverfield was, I think, before.
There was another one.
I don't think I ever watched Blair Witch in the movie theater.
Blair Witch. Because I remember Blair Witch.
There's two. I think there's Cloverfield, and then there's another one.
Yeah, you'll have to look into
that. Yeah, I will.
Because I'm pretty sure Blair Witch was.
Anyways, I have vertigo.
Yeah.
So that would explain why it's very difficult for me to watch movies like this. But I tried really hard. I probably watched most of it before I just couldn't. I had to turn away because my head was spinning.
Yeah, there were some moments where the camera, you know, it's basically, okay, so the...
Wait, then let's say the thing here. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to talk about it.
Okay, say the...
So this is the, like, the, I guess, the description of it.
Yes.
At the start of the pandemic, an indulgent and self-deluded live streaming improv musician abandons L.A. for London, steals her ex-bandmate's car, and makes the wrong decision to give a ride to an elderly woman who is not what she seems to be.
Yeah.
And this was back in 2021 when it was released, and this is like a horror thriller type movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, go ahead and continue.
So the film's lead star, Annie Hardy, is actually Annie Hardy in real life. Looking into her background with the quick Wikipedia check, Annie Hardy is an actual musician. But in the movie...
She is for us.
She's for real, like, she's a independent musician.
I was about to say, that's kind of cool, because in this movie, she, like...
She freestyles.
She freestyles, but it's pretty good, though.
Yeah, you know,
pretty
she's...
Pretty good for a white girl
she, and
type freestyle.
Going off the top, it's, you know, it's, you know, it's not Eminem type of...
Please.
Or, you know,
You can't
any
even,
top
can't
of
even
the...
go there. Like, Eminem, she's not... Like a superstar.
I was trying to think of like another top, like off the top type of freestyler other than Eminem. But yeah, basically like she's like going off the top and, you know, like it's just the one beat that she goes off.
Yeah.
She's riding around in the car.
Isn't she like an Uber or something? Type person? Doesn't she deliver stuff?
No, she's a YouTuber. So her YouTube, the page is actually called Bandcar, and then she, I guess she live streams, like, it's, okay, so.
She doesn't deliver something? I thought, no.
So.
Okay.
The description for the YouTube, channel Bandcar, the internet's number one live improvised music show broadcast from a moving vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually sounds like a pretty fucking cool idea.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever actually like seen a YouTube channel like do that, but I know that there is like some sort of like taxi music thing going on. I forgot what the fuck it was called, but this idea I thought was like pretty cool. But then yeah, the character, the Annie Hardy character, you'll get a lot of fucking spite for her for her antics throughout the film and all that. Makes you wanna punch her in the face and
gross.
You know, she's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And God, man. I'm telling you guys, like, the ending is something that you would never expect, especially
no,
all
the,
that
the
goes
whole
on.
Fucking thing is something you would not expect. Like, the whole thing was insane from jump to finish. I didn't even get to see the finish, but I couldn't even imagine. That's how crazy that shit was.
And you know when films involve like an old person, you know that's definitely the creep factor is gonna skyrocket through the roof.
Yeah, so she ends up picking up this elderly woman and wow.
Just takes her for a ride just casually and
oh,
her friends
God.
She steals her friend's car, by the way.
Her ex bandmate, they said. Yeah.
All the, like she just flew from America, you know, just tired of, you know, the masks and all that. And
I think she was, when she got to the ex-bandmate's house, because she went to his house, right?
Yeah.
When she got to his house, like, his girlfriend or whatever was,
I think
like,
it was his girlfriend or fiance or something.
Yeah,
one
was,
of those three.
Like, irritating her, and that's why she dipped out.
Yeah. Stole his car.
Yeah.
She just decided to just roam the streets of London.
Yeah.
And she just runs into this old lady, and then... Yeah, that's where the fucking fun starts, and
crazy.
Just all over the place. All these twists and turns and crazy guys.
Yeah,
fucking crazy. Let's delve into the producer, or was it the director?
Was it Rob Savage?
Yeah, so Rob Savage was one of the three producers. It's actually directed by Rob Savage. Okay, so Rob Savage directed it, and he was one of the producers for this. So he's a British film director, screenwriter, film editor, and film producer known for Host, Dashcam, and The Boogeyman. Okay, so... So The Boogeyman hasn't even come out yet. The Boogeyman's going to be coming out this year.
That's all in June.
Yeah. Yeah, it's showing up on our Roku thing.
I'm going to have to check out that trailer there for that one.
Oh, okay. So this Boogeyman is based off of a short story of Stephen King's. This upcoming one might be good. And, you know, like, despite the all the motion caught on, you know, it's pretty much, like, basically from all the thing is getting, like, being filmed from an iPhone. So everything's going to be moving around.
Does it matter what phone? What if she had a Motorola or a Samsung? I mean, does it matter because it's from an iPhone?
You know, iPhone
you
users.
You had to, like, specify.
Yeah, because I think, like, iPhone has, like, a specific type of camera feature or something.
Whatever. We have camera features, too. We don't have iPhone.
Yeah. Okay. We're Team Android.
Yeah.
Team Android all the way.
But you said you had some iPhone, like, pride or something.
Well, it is an iPhone that is.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
I'm just, like, being more descriptive.
Oh, my God.
So... Yeah, all the actions, like Cassie said, like, it's hard for a person with vertigo. Huh. A previous movie that we reviewed, Man Versus, actually had elements of a found footage type of movie.
Yeah, but it was nothing.
It was doable.
It was.
Because...
For sure.
The camera was stationary, like he had it on a tripod or something, and you seen the action going on, and whenever he did move the camera, it was a little bit of like a haste, like kind of movement, but it wasn't enough movement to make somebody feel sick about, you know.
No.
It was doable.
Uh-huh.
But this one,
yeah,
everything was fucking going on.
Oh, my
on,
God.
Man.
Dude, like, she's running. And you know what?
Driving.
You run.
They crash.
Yeah, you run if you got a camera. An iPhone. If you got an iPhone in your hand and you're running, you know what that looks like. That shit does not look good.
Everything's getting all blurred out.
Someone should have just threw a tripod at her.
like
hold it steady, girlfriend.
She didn't have a tripod and with the whatever in her car.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Or, you know, not even with her car. Like, she's obviously like a professional YouTuber. Like,
but obviously not a professional iPhone user. I'm just saying. Do you know how many fucking movies there are where they're just wiggly wobbly all over the damn place, up and down, around and around? Like, I can't even fucking take it.
Yeah.
Can't even fucking take it. That's enough to just make me just want to punch her in the face.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Craziness.
Yeah. So, then of course, like, there's people that die. Try not to, like, ruin it. I mean, there will be people that die, guys. Spoiler alert.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah. So that's expected of a horror movie. Mm. Oh, man. But yes, like I said, ending not expected, man.
The whole movie.
Yeah.
Whole movie was insane. If you like insane, you know, like different movies, kind of like Saw. I think Saw was like, you know, it kind of throws you off your shit a little bit. That was probably the best thing about Saw. Other than that, I really, you know, Saw's okay, but it threw you off your shit. And this movie definitely threw me off my shit. Besides making me want to throw up, it definitely threw me off my shit.
Yeah. Definitely a scene with the old lady.
Oh, my God. Doesn't she, like, mess her pants?
Yes, there's an accident that she does.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The Annie's like, oh my God, dude. And like, she's saying, dude, like, Like, her her voice is fucking obnoxious, I'm telling you guys. Just a precursor of what would be expected before you actually watch this. So, IMDb ranked this movie 4.7 out of 10.
Actually, I saw 4.8.
Was it 4.8?
I don't know. Let me look.
Okay. Just to be sure. Yeah. I thought I saw a 4.7.
Let me clarify this for you.
Right. Yeah.
So, I see 4.7.
Okay.
You are correct. 48% Rotten Tomatoes.
And the reason why is
because you could throw up watching it. No, well, I don't know. What was the reason?
Because of the character.
Really?
The character.
Her character or all the characters? There was a lot of characters.
No. Her character specifically received so much criticism.
Because she was annoying, I'm assuming.
And, how people, especially being released in 2021. I think I remember her having a Make America Great Again hat.
Oh, so it was a Trump supporter thing people had issues.
Yeah. I think that's something to do with
it. I was just reading the reviews, and then somebody had made this review that was a refreshing change of pace for horror. I think many people got offended that the character was a Trump supporter and didn't believe in COVID.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the whole reason why she went to London in the first place. And I think she was, like, in California also. And, you know, like, California was crazy about the mask mandates and the COVID lockdowns and all that. And, you know, just, like, seeing it from the perspective of her, I see why it would, like, make her, like, you know, but, like, no excuse of, like, what she did over in London, but, like, make her, like, want to, like, leave the place. Like, we were all in that headspace where we would just, like, wanted to, you know, just leave the house and, like, get, you know, just do whatever we wanted to do. But still, like, no excuse for her to do all of whatever she did in London.
There was another review here where it says that someone calls her a Karen.
She's the ultimate Karen, actually, yeah.
Yeah, someone says, if you want to watch a movie where a horrible Karen runs around doing nothing but getting people killed, disrespecting every person of color,
yep.
She meets him basically being the worst person ever put on film without ever learning anything or paying any real consequences.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
But I don't think this person is a Trump supporter. It sounds like all these bad negatives were people who are not Trump supporters.
Yeah.
The one good review was the Trump supporter.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, because everyone keeps bringing it up about, I didn't like it. She's like a Trump supporter.
And let me guess, these reviews were when the movie freshly came out back in 2021, right? Yeah, people were definitely in a whole nother headspace. It's been, I think it's been like 2 years since that movie came out. Different headspace back then. So that's understandable of them leaving those type of reviews.
But, you know, how many movies are there from back in the days to now where there's racism, there's, you know, stuff like that, but people kind of laugh at it?
Yeah, satire.
Because it's like it has a certain somebody in it that they like. You know, I don't.
I actually love satire movies. You know, like when it's done right, and you know, I wasn't offended with this movie.
I wasn't either.
Because I know this is actually like satire. I know, like, how can I say this?
Yeah, watch what you say. You might offend somebody.
Yeah. I think I will, like, understand maybe the timing of this movie was bad, maybe. Maybe, you know, maybe.
But when is a good time? There's like never a good time.
Not, especially nowadays. Like, you got to be careful of what.
Yeah, but back in the
like
days,
I'm like
people,
I'm doing right now. You
got to
be careful
at this. Like history of the world, for example.
Oh, this was
huge.
Even...
Is a huge.
Oh, history.
Racist type. It's a lot of different cultures and stuff like that, and I don't know.
It was Mel Brooks being Mel Brooks. I mean, even with Blazing
yeah.
Saddles and all that.
Yeah, but he did. I didn't take this movie. Maybe because there was too much going on for me, I didn't take it as being racist. There was way too much going on for me. I mean, she was saying like a lot of stuff that I was like, what the fuck? But then after a while, I think because the movie, it was like all over the place. It was throwing me off my shit.
Oh my God. And she kicks fucking ass also.
Yeah.
Like, she was doing some tricks. She did a trick with the car steering wheel where I was like, holy
oh, yeah.
shit. I never
yeah.
thought of that shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember
like,
that.
she was making Liam Neeson look like a white belt.
That shit's crazy.
Or, no, John Wick. She made John Wick look like John... No, fuck it. I fucked up the
yeah.
joke. But basically, yeah, all of those, like... crazy kung fu action movie stars. I don't know if John Wick even does kung fu. John Wick just does John Wick. But anyway, all those action movie stars.
John Wick is badass.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves is a shit.
Yeah, he is. But Annie Hardy, she...
All I remember was
she
one move.
Fights, man.
I remember was that one move with the steering wheel, and I was like, that
Yo,
was
that
some
is...
insane shit.
I think someone like broke an arm or something, but
yeah,
it's like crazy fucking move, man.
Mm.
Holy shit. That was crazy.
Was there anything
that
else
was
about
fucking
the movie?
Crazy. I don't think so. You know, just basically everybody. Even though it's like 4.7 right now on IMDb, give this movie a shot. Look past all the, you know, the crazy.
No. You have to be like,
open-minded.
Yeah, you have to be open-minded and know, like, you have to watch a trailer.
Yes.
Or that's what I do before I watch movies. I watch a trailer to see if it's even something I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did watch a trailer and we were like, fuck it, let's try it. I mean, and if you get easily offended, you might not want to pick this movie.
Yeah.
Check out some Care Bears. Or My Little Ponies.
Seriously, guys, be open-minded. Like, see why this wasn't, like, theatrically released. It was only released in a film festival. I think 4.7 stars might be a little hard. I would have done halfway, you know, like 5.
No, me. I think 4.7. I probably would even did less.
Wow.
Just because
of
all
motion.
The moving around.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
so
there wasn't even a part where it was just like, okay, good, my head can settle down. No, it was just boom, 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 all over the fucking place. Yeah.
It was, I don't know, like... Even though it was all crazy, I found this movie was like compelling and all that.
I can't take my eyes off of
like
this type of movie.
It's like that type of like, just mainly because
crazy ass.
Just waiting for a certain somebody to die.
Is that what you're waiting for?
Yes.
God, you're psycho. Something is wrong
but
with you.
But you know, you guys will understand when you watch the movie. You know, just waiting for a certain somebody to die. That's why it keeps you, like, reeled in. You're just waiting for that moment. And...
No. Okay, maybe that's... Go ahead. Maybe
and, you know, I might see why the rating it was 4.7 because it ended disappointingly. Like, disappointingly. So, yeah. It was a disappointing ending.
I don't know. I was busy throwing up.
I'll have to show you it when we get off here.
Oh, my God. No, thanks.
Well, I mean, the... Wait. Do you remember, like... You don't remember anything?
And from the ending?
Toward the ending, yes.
No.
Okay. I'll have to show you.
I know that a lot of people died.
Yeah.
Yeah, that much I do know.
Right.
The only thing that I was interested the most was to see where the old woman was going to go. Like, I knew right off the bat that...
Oh, yeah, what was up with her, yeah.
Yeah, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are you putting her in the car with you? Psychopath. Yeah. Psycho.
Crazy.
Sorry, you couldn't pay me enough to put a sick person in my car.
Yeah.
No. And during a pandemic, too? No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she had the mask on and everything.
Mm-mm,
crazy.
No. Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy-ass movie.
Yeah. All right. Are we pretty much done?
I think we pretty much summed it up.
Yeah. Go check out the movie, guys. Give it a shot. Be open-minded about it.
But realize, you know, there's going to be some things that are said.
Mm-hmm.
She is a Karen, so be prepared.
Yes. Yes. Yes, guys. Be very prepared.
So, yeah, check out Dash Cam if you're ready for the sickness. Or if you're down with the sickness.
Come on, get down with the sickness. Get down with the sick.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. That was our movie review. If you guys liked it, you know what to do. Like, share the podcast. Make sure the podcast gets spread all over the world. Leave a rating.
Like a hooker. No, just kidding.
Leave us, you know, just comment on our services. All right. All right, guys. Until next time.
Yeah.
Love peace, and chicken grease. Bye.
Check out Dash Cam.
Yes.